Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
I have a returning guest with me today, Frances Rios. She was with us discussing PREPA and the situation with Miguel Cordero. And at that time, I wanted, as part of the overall situation with PREPA, what did Miguel Cordero and PREPA do right and wrong? And as I recall, Frances, correct me if I'm wrong, they didn't have a protocol. They didn't seem to be ready. They didn't come out immediately with the answers. It sounded like they were hiding things. And
they did not have a strong message whatsoever.
And they didn't have a spokesperson that was consistently out there. Handling these crises is something that you have done in the past and now in your new career are handling. But I wanted to go into something different, although it's obviously related. You have your new book that came out this year, The Glue Factor. I read it. It's a really easy read, and it's a beautifully done work, and you know it's done with a lot of love. Describe to the listeners what the message is, and maybe if you would like, what happened as you went through writing a book, you know, that experience.
The Glue Factor gives you the tools to stick your message. It doesn't matter if you spend 8 hours working on a presentation, if you give it, and if you go to the audience and ask them, what was it all about? And the audience says, I don't know. You wasted 8 hours of your time and money-wise as well. So what we want, or what I want, is to help my clients, business owners, entrepreneurs, students. I want to give them the tools to develop the right message and stick that message to any kind of audience. That's the key message behind the book. And it doesn't matter if it's for a presentation, for a brochure, for a video, or for a crisis. You want to stick a message, and you want to provoke a reaction.
Okay, and in terms of some people have tremendous fear, and that's what the book, in terms of fear of a public speech that you have to make, what are some of the two or three or five, I know you have about 15 in the book, but some of the principal factors that you understand a business person should keep in mind as they're going to present a speech, give a presentation. What are those? What are the principal ones that you say they should keep in mind?
The most essential one is to know your audience. You need to sit on their chair. All the time, we run to the computer to start working on the presentation or a speech or a brochure, and you start putting or writing information based on your knowledge or based on what you want to hear without understanding the needs or how your audience thinks. Let me give you an example. Do you remember when you were 20-something?
No.
No? Well, when you're 20-something...
Actually, now that I've retired, I've looked at my old scrapbooks, etc. I start to remember a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So when you were 20-something, or a young man of 20-something nowadays, what he's looking for is to earn money to buy a nice car, economic and, good car, a sports car that would help him attract females. On the contrary, a girl or a female is looking for money to look good, to have a good clothing, to finish her university, and so forth. So if I'm going to address a group of students or 20 years old people, I need to talk about the things they understand and they know and things that are normal for them. For example, if I go to a group of 20 years something, I cannot talk to them about Palito Ortega. Do you remember Palito Ortega, the singer from Argentina?
Somewhat.
Well, I need to talk to these people on what? On things that they know. Facebook, Lady Gaga. And I have to do that with every kind of audience. I need to audit my audience. I need to know them in order for me to know which examples I will use to synchronize with their minds.
Okay, and in terms of experiences with clients that you have had, could you give us an example of a situation where your services to them you sure. found was helpful, and where they were kind of going wrong, and where you set them straight?
I have a great example, and it is El Banco de Guayaquil, which is the only AAA finance institution in Ecuador. It's like El Banco Popular de Puerto Rico. They have a beautiful phrase that they put in everything that they send out, and it is, we are a business of people to people, of persons to persons. And they found out that their message was not sticking to the people that they intended. So they called me, and I started giving them a seminar on the glue factor. And the seminar was given only to the top tier of the executives of the company. When they heard and when they got the seminar, they asked me to give them 16 more seminars because they wanted to spread the glue factor throughout the company so that they could make sure that their message could stick. Mm-hmm. But okay. In order to stick, you need to know what? Your audience. And I taught them how to know, how to pinpoint, how to understand their audience.
Well, that's an interesting, and one of the things I like about the story is that, you know, we have a person here rendering services outside of Puerto Rico, exporting our expertise outside Puerto Rico. I got involved for a number of years in pushing that, and it's something that we have to do. First of all, create more local businesses and then have those local business exports. So I congratulate you on not only your new career, you know, going off as a free agent, but also on going outside Puerto Rico. And as, you know, what I'd like to think, helping the business people here achieve, you know, their results. In terms of that, and along with that, what have you found from potential clients and clients is
most of the C-levels executives come
that they feel
with
that
the
they're
same
asking
question.
You that there is there
Francis,
needs,
how
what,
can
what have
I
you found
stick
in that,
my
how
message
address that need?
To my audiences, to my employees? Is there any book that I can give my employees so they will understand what I say? And I always laugh because it's not about us. It's about the audience. And we need to make sure that we understand the audience. We sit in their chair. And one of the key things when you are in an executive position is that you need to understand the different cultural backgrounds, their generational backgrounds, in order for you to develop the key effective messages. It doesn't matter, like I said before, if you spent 8 hours on a presentation, working on a presentation, if you did not understand your audience, there's no way you can stick that message.
It seems, I mean, I'm thinking now, in my website, there's an article I wrote a number of weeks ago on the effective sermon. And it's sort of like the priest or the pastor coming to you and saying, listen, they're not listening to me. They're not paying attention. I understand. I see that they're not coming up with what I wanted them to hear, and then asking you to write a book for the people attending the church, so that they listen better. No, I think that priest and that pastor has to go back and see how they can improve their message, so that the persons attending the church, you know, listen and get the message. As you say, it sticks to them, the message. So
I remember when I started my first job, it was like almost 20 years ago, it was all about the boss giving the instructions and the employee saying, yes, sir. Nowadays, it doesn't work like that. And people want to understand how they get a benefit from what you're saying, how they benefit from what they're asking you to do. And we need to have that clear in our minds and communicate that in a concise and short fashion. But then again, in order for us to develop and stick or to develop messages that stick in the mind of any kind of audience, and it doesn't matter if it is through a video, through a brochure, we need to understand their needs, what they're going through. There's so many things going on in their minds that unless you sit down and take time to analyze that, you won't be able to stick your message. Another confusion that people have is that when they're going to develop a presentation, they just, I have to write a presentation, I have to prepare a presentation, they just run to the computer and start looking for data, for information, for numbers. Wrong. Take a minute, sit down, and evaluate the outcome. What do you want to achieve? What do you want to obtain from your message? Do you want to motivate your people? Do you want to increase the sales? Do you want to get a new client? What do you want to obtain? Once that you have that question answered, then you can move on with the picture of your audience.
Tremendous. In terms of the experience with the book, was that an easy thing to do, harder than you thought, what was the experience?
Well, it's very interesting because I have always had the ability to write. I'm a public relations person, so on my daily life, I write, and write some more. But by the time that I had to sit down and write the book, it's a different thing. I spent like 2 years because of my work as well in my PR agency, Francis Rios Communications. It also took a long time away from me from writing the book. And that the experience was incredible in the way that I have to walk the talk. In order for me to write the book, I needed to sit down and analyze my audience and sit in my audience's chair. That was the first thing. And secondly,
you had to become your own pupil.
Oh, yeah. And the second thing was that we have like so many negative news all the time in our media outlets. And I wanted to leave a legacy. That's why when I wrote the book, I wanted to plant the seed of like public speaking and how to develop strong messages, but at the same time, I wanted to create awareness on the mental issues that are going on nowadays. So I wanted to hit those two spots or those two factors, how to improve your communication abilities, but at the same time, help Puerto Rico and help the world on anything related to mental awareness.
Well tremendous. Francis, in terms of closing, could you give our listeners your webpage and how to contact you? And I know you have seminars, and you're probably going to write that book they asked for.
Well,
but with a different, they're not going to get what they're looking
for. Well, what I can say
is, give us your contact information.
Well, the Glue Factor is now in Spanish and in English, and you can get it in Amazon or Barnes & Noble or through my website, which is www.francisrios.com. FrancesRios.com, and you can get information on how to stick your message or how to get me as a keynote speaker for your organization. I'm a member of the National Speakers Association here in Puerto Rico, which is a very prestigious thing, because in order for you to be a member, they need to accept you based on your performance and your track record as well.
Okay, well, so, congratulations on that achievement also, and thanks for being my guest. Both occasions, a little bit different each one, but thank you for joining us, and we'll probably have you back again someday in the future.
Hopefully, let me help your audience to stick their message.
Thank you.